The Burt Show.
Intern Reshma is up. And she's got a hot button here that at least two other Burt Show members have the same sort of hot button. And it's the sister relationship.
Mm-hmm.
How old is your sister?
She is 19. She's 16 months younger than me.
Okay. All right.
Can relate to that.
Because, yeah, Wendy has the same kind of sisterly hot button. And Melissa, it comes out from time to time also.
Mm-hmm. And we grew up practically as twins because my mom always wanted twins. So I'm Reshma and her name is Rachna. We look identical. Like, besides, like, if you took a black and white photo of us, we look identical. Like, I'm a dark version with lighter hair, like, you know, lighter eyes. She's pale, like, paler than Wendy and has pitch black hair and light brown eyes. Like, besides that, we are identical. So we grow up, like, twins. She got everything
What's
the same
name?
Time. Rachna.
So it's Reshma.
Rachna and Reshma.
Reshma.
It is.
Now, did your parents dress you guys in the identical clothes also? They did.
Absolutely.
So they're already establishing that there's no individuality.
I mean,
that's
a foul with twins.
Agreed.
Mm-hmm. So you're not even twins and you had to dress alike.
Yeah, because my mom wanted twins so bad because I guess she was on fertility drugs for so long. She was like, if I have twins, I can get out of the way and I'll be done. Mm-hmm. So my little sister's technically an accident, but like a planned accident, whatever.
So I'm sure you bring that up to her all the time.
All the time. She... A couple weeks or a couple days ago, a friend of mine brought the story back up that I had forgotten about. It was one of those things you kind of repress but just never really thought about. And I remembered it, and it has been like on my mind constantly because I've always like messed with my sister. I mean, she's my sister. But I never realized how young I started and how intense it was starting with her.
This could be one of the cruelest things
ever
that one sister has ever done to another sister.
Yeah, and it's a pretty generic thing.
An older sister has ever done to a younger sister.
Yeah, and it's a generic thing. It's just I took it a step further. And I told my sister when I believe I was 7 and she was 5. She might have been, she was 5 or 6. And I told her she was adopted because she does look different than the rest of my family. She's extremely pale. We're all like, you know, tan skin. Like, you know, she did not look identical to any of us.
Do you remember having that conversation with her and explaining what adopted was?
I do. No, she knew what adopted was. I do remember that. But I remember her telling her that because she was irritating me. And she was talking, she was like being irritating for some reason. And I think she was like, I was telling her, wow, she was doing something different than I was for some reason. And then I just decided to, like, it was one of those things I heard at school, so I decided to tell her that she was adopted.
So you're really not part of this family. You're not blood.
No. I was like, you're not adopted. And I started backing it up and like, you don't look like us. You don't act like us. Like, you know, backing it up with little facts and everything, which
look
is
at Melissa
generic.
With her empathetic eyes right now.
Well, because my sister did the exact same thing to me about the exact same age because I'm the only blonde. And my father was blonde, but he had turned gray early. So when I was little, I was the only blonde in my family. And so Melanie let me know. Look at you. She said, look in the mirror. Look at you. You don't look like us.
Yeah, and luckily, I mean, it worked really well. But at the end of it, my mom and my, like, you know, she's the younger one. So she always runs to my mom every time I do something to her. But to avoid getting in trouble, I told her that she couldn't tell my mom because it would hurt her feelings that she knew because my mom didn't want to tell her yet. So she was like, are you sure? And I mean, we had a long conversation about this. I told her that she couldn't tell my mom. It would really, like, you know, affect her because it's a really sensitive topic and my mom loves her a lot. But I mean, end of the day, she's adopted.
I think this is fantastic. This is what you do to younger siblings all the time.
Of course, y'all think it's fantastic. Funny.
It's awesome.
And again, she's 5 at this time?
Yeah, and I'm 7.
You're 7, okay.
Just to let the little sibling know, look, we were wanted more than you.
See what Hayden's telling Hollis right now?
It's that age.
Hayden is not that mean.
Not that cruel.
Oh, come
not
on. Yet,
anyway. I mean, that's what you said.
But Hollis is saying that to Hayden right now.
He's probably buying it.
But I probably forgot about it the next day. I mean, it was one of those things that you kind of say, like, you know, you have such a like short attention span. And I never brought it up again and we never talked about it. It wasn't like one of those things I taunted my sister with. It was just something I told her once. It was funny that day and I never brought it up again. Years later, I was 13 and she was 11 and we had moved to Georgia from California. Like, I told her this when we still lived in California. And we are... it's like after school one day and my mom, like, I'm sitting on the table doing my homework. I remember this so I can tell you what I was wearing. I was sitting at the dining table doing my homework and my mom and my sister were fighting about something and I was ignoring them because it had nothing to do with me. So I wasn't going to get involved.
Oh, no.
And all of a sudden, out of nowhere, like nowhere, my sister is like bawling, crying, screaming at my mom. And she goes, you're mad at me because I'm adopted. And my mom was like, what? And all of a sudden, I like freeze. I
all of a sudden, like 6 years later.
Oh yeah, 6 or 7 years later, and everything rushes back to me, and I was like, oh my god, oh my god, and I froze. Like I got chills in my, like I'm getting chills now thinking about how scared I was that day. So my mom was like, what did you say? And my sister was like, it's because I'm adopted, and runs off to her room. My mom, literally, I can remember the look on her face, like 360 swooshes over to me and goes, what did you do? And I have never been beat so hard in my entire life. But I kid you not, knowing my sister thought she was adopted for 7 years was completely worth it. Completely worth it.
No remorse at all.
Yeah, 7 years this poor child thought she was adopted 7 years, the entire time. Like,
thought about it when she went to bed, probably thought about it every time they went and did
every
something.
Every time we argued, every time she looked in the mirror. Like, I was thinking about that, and I was like, really?
Every time
I
mean, your parents made a decision between the two of you and they sided with you for 7 years,
and
she was thinking.
And her mind, because she's blood.
Yeah. I never thought about that, though.
That's hey, awesome. Brittany, good morning. You're on Q100.
Hey, I was just calling to tell you that my sister went through the same situation, except I didn't start it. My mom actually did.
What?
And she told her that she was adopted one day because my sister is, like, dark-skinned, and she was getting in trouble and stuff, and my mom actually went with this, like, this scheme, and she made me play along with it.
What?
Well, it went so far that my sister's teacher ended up finding out because my sister went to school crying one day. And it was just supposed to be like a joke because she was misbehaving. She's like, well, none of my kids beat us because they're so good. It must have been your real mom. You got it from your real mom. And she also told her that she was a twin and that she was a bad twin that she kept when she adopted. So, I mean, it was pretty intense. My sister was scarred for life. Like, she thinks about it now. She still gets angry about it.
How old was she when your mom had this conversation?
She was, like, in second grade.
Oh, God.
Oh, that's so cruel.
Yeah, that's so mean. Cruel.
I don't mean to be disrespectful, but your mom's kind of a bitch.
No, I don't even have a relationship with her anymore, but that's, I mean, she's, like, she was, it was intense, but my sister,
oh,
like, if anybody brings up, like, Beta, where's your twin at, or something, she just, like, she'll just start crying, or she'll just get really pissed. I was like,
okay, you can't do that. As a mom, you can't do that.
No, that's mean. No. That's just downright mean.
That turns it from fun to mean.
Yeah, that's so funny.
Siblings are allowed to taunt each other. Yes. Parents aren't allowed to taunt their kids.
No, my mom would have never.
No, but see, mine didn't last that long. I just remember I went to Millie Pete, and I said, show me the papers. And she goes, what are you talking about? And I said, show me the papers.
Oh, really?
And she said, what are you talking about?
I want to find my real mom and dad.
Show me the adoption papers. And she's like, Melanie!
Hey, Lisa, good morning. You're on Q100. Hi.
Hi. Hey. I just wanted to say that in my family, I'm adopted and my brother's adopted, mm-hmm. but my youngest sister is actually theirs.
Uh-huh.
So we used to do the opposite to her,
uh-huh.
and we used to go, well, you're not adopted. You're their kid. And she used to cry because she did not feel special at all.
That's
she was
funny.
Just like, I want to be adopted too. So we used to torture her with that all the time.
They picked us out and you were just what they got.
Yeah, that's
we were hand-picked.
And there's not 1 ounce of you that has any kind of remorse about it at all.
No, I mean, to this day, we've never talked about it. We tell it, like, in groups to tell, like, people stories, but we've never, like, discussed the emotional baggage.
Let me translate that. She feels no remorse whatsoever, and she waits until they're in public and humiliates her sister again by telling the story and laughing about how she cried.
Pretty much.
Yes.
This is going to trump yours. Good morning, Lene. You're on Q100.
Hey, it's Lainey.
Lainey,
hey.
Hi.
Hey, you guys are awesome. I just wanted to tell you, I have 2 sisters that are 13 months apart, and since I was very, very little, they had told me that my oldest sister had bit my finger off because I had thrown up on her when I was a baby.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a scar on the finger that they said, and they said I had to go to the hospital and have it sewed back on, and I believed that until I was probably like 5th grade.
That you had a sewed-on finger?
Yeah, I mean, I was really gullible. It was probably stupid on my part. But
no, it's not gullible. It's called you trust your older siblings to take care of you and protect you.
No.
I'm the baby of the family. I empathize with all the younger siblings out there that get picked on.
Scott, good morning. You're on Q100.
I went through a lot with my brother, and he got my mom involved, and I was told that Diane Sawyer was my real mom.
You're on The Burt Show.